Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Eight far-left militants from the collective known as the Groupe de Tarnac will be standing trial in Paris today, 10 years after their arrest for obstructing railway lines. On November 11th, 2008, a dozen members of the community living in the village of Tarnac in the Corrèze were arrested in spectacular style, with 150 masked police officers on the scene. The far-left community members face charges of terrorism based on the actions of November 3rd, 7th and 8th of that year, in which they blocked train lines in the north, centre and Île-de-France, causing the cancellation of hundreds of services and stranding thousands of passengers. However, the accused, including the group ringleader Julien Coupa, who was already detained for 6 months over the incident, say that the proper legal process had not been followed properly. Annick Girardin is still on the island of Mayotte this morning. The Minister of Overseas France is in the département to address growing unrest based on security and immigration fears. Ms. Girardin is due to meet with unions today, who say they are not satisfied with the security measures put forward by the minister. These included sending extra police and gendarmes to the island. A large demonstration is planned today in the island's capital. The head of the union CGT will be meeting with Prime Minister Edouard Philippe this morning to discuss the proposed reforms to the railway operator SNCF. Philippe Martinez will be at Matignon to present his counter-project on the future of the railways. Tomorrow, the government will outline the law on orders to reform the railway sector before handing the roadmap to Guillaume Pepy, the head of the SNCF. The singer Bertrand Cantat has scrapped his tour plans for this summer in the wake of controversy. Cantat was sentenced for killing his girlfriend Marie Trintignant in 2003. Cantat published a long message on social media following his decision, saying that he just wanted to do his job. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia until this evening to provide explanation on the poisoning of a former Russian spy a few days ago in the United Kingdom. Theresa May has said it was very likely that Russia is responsible for the attempted assassination and has threatened consequences. Moscow denies the allegations and says the UK is aiming to discredit Russia ahead of it hosting this summer's World Cup. And finally, Team France bagged a gold medal last night at the Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang. Benjamin Daviat took gold for 12.5 metres in the biathlon. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.